Welcome to Lakemount Worship Center, connecting you to the life-changing presence of Jesus Christ. We hope that you are blessed and inspired by today's message.
I'm going to take your Bibles and turn to Mark chapter 6. And I want us just to jump right into the Word of God. And then we're going to turn you loose for some lunch and sign up for partnering in ministry and ministry mall and small groups. So Mark chapter 6, verse 30. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. And then because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." This right here is a personal connection with Jesus. Verse 32. So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. This is a corporate connection with Jesus, the large crowd. Verse 35. By this time, it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "That would take 8 months of a man's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" "How many loaves do you have?" he asked. "Go and see." When they found out, they said, "Five. And two fish." Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. This is a small group connection to Jesus. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, and then looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of men who had eaten was 5,000. Now, in biblical time, they counted people by the men. So we could say conservatively that there was probably about 15,000 people in this gathering that day. And I'd just like to point out as we head into our big day that we all need the three things that we see in Mark chapter 6. We all need a personal connection with Jesus. We all need a large corporate connection with Jesus, the voice of the local church, the corporate gathering. And we also need a smaller group connection. We need to be able to interrelate and connect with one another. In a group of 15,000 people, it's unrealistic to think that you could meaningfully know everybody. That's just not possible. But Jesus broke down that larger group into smaller groups because it is possible to meaningfully connect with 50 to 100 people. That's reasonable and that's understandable. And so as part of our conviction as a house, one of the things that we value is that as the larger we grow, the smaller we need to feel. That it's possible as the church grows larger in numbers to feel more connected, even as Jesus was able to break down a crowd of 15,000 people into groups of 50 and 100 so that there could be interconnectedness and fellowship over a meal. And even the imagery, even though this is a literal miracle, the imagery of taking the food and breaking it down, metabolizing it at a smaller group level so that there could be fellowship and communion one with another. These three areas of connection to Jesus are vital, but if we're weak in any one of these areas, we're going to be deficient in our walk with God. If we only have a relationship with Jesus, if you have a relationship with Jesus, but you're like, "Yeah, but I don't need to go to church. I mean, I can just freestyle this thing on my own. I'm a lone ranger, me and Jesus. I hear direct, I pray, I read the Bible, and I don't really like small groups, and I don't really, you know, I go to church when it's convenient." Listen, if you go to church when you're convenient, eventually you'll be going to church when it's a crisis, and that's too late. But it's not healthy to just have, and I'm saying it out loud, it's not healthy to just have a personal relationship with Jesus. Well, where do you get that, Pastor Matt? Genesis, at the very beginning of the book, very beginning of the Bible. God came down in the cool of the day and he walked with Adam, and it was just Adam and God all by themselves. which a lot of us would think, man, that'd be amazing if God would walk with me in a garden at the end of every day and we could chit-chat. And how many think that would be good? That's just our opinion. God said it wasn't. This literally, I'm quoting God. He had Adam all to himself and he said, this is not good. You need to have relationship. We're made for relationship. And if you only have a personal connection with Jesus, I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying it's insufficient. You need to have relationship with other people. That we actually are a part of what Scripture describes as the body of Christ. And so if you're not connected to other people, then you're a dismembered part of the body. No one here wants to be dismembered. Okay? So we need to have more than just the personal connection. If you only have a corporate connection to Jesus, if you only just connect with, if the only time you really worship and pray and get into the Word is from Sunday to Sunday, that's unhealthy. If that's like eating once a week. Not good. If you're only connecting to Jesus from week to week in the corporate gathering, then you have an eating disorder, spiritually speaking. That you're actually not making the depth of connection that you need to make. The personal connection with Jesus, yes, but then you need the corporate connection. But if the only thing you have is corporate, that's unhealthy. Also, if you only connect in a smaller group, if you only get together with people of affinity and we're just, you know, us four no more, and you get insular, you know, that's unhealthy too. That's where weird stuff happens. Amen, Pastor Matt. The reality is, okay, we grow the most when we get around people who are not like us. And it's important for us to relate and recognize that the body of Christ includes all kinds of people that are not like you, not like me. And it's good to stand next to somebody who worships way louder than you and kind of weirds you out a little bit until you're eventually the person who weirds out the next person. I don't want you to weird anyone out. The point is this, is that we grow when we connect with people that are unlike us. And if we only connect in little groups of affinity and things that we find in common, then that's going to be a breeding ground for unhealthy, insular thought. And it's important for us to be broader than that and to make room for bigger connections. So we need to have all three of these things in balance. We need a personal connection, we need a corporate connection, and we need that small group connection. Okay? Today is all about helping to facilitate and make that connection. Okay? Because we see Jesus ministering at the crowd level and at the individual level, and we see Jesus ministering in the small group level, and it's important for us to have all of that in order to be healthy, because we want to be healthy. So we want to have that priority in our ministry. So that's why our Sunday worship service matters. That's why we do this. This isn't just some tradition. But historically, throughout church history and throughout Bible history, you'll see that the corporate gathering place, God especially comes when his church is gathered together. There's just something about the corporate meeting space that when we come together in one place at one time, God pours out his Spirit. He visits and meets us in an exceptional way. That's the normative way of God, is to meet when we are together. And there's something about the corporate gathering that we're not to neglect. It's important for us to do that. It's also why we have small groups. Small groups matter because it's important for us to relate. That when we're a part of the big group, which is important, we also break it down into smaller groups so we know how to relate and connect with other people. And it's also important for why we do greenhouse and smaller breakouts of discipleship tracks and things for our kids and junior high and you know, the different kinds of Bible study. That's all important. And it's also why plugging in to serving matters. Listen, if you're church shopping, stop. And I don't mean because, you know, we have a great product for you. I mean because the church is not a product. Church shopping is a bit of an oxymoron. It doesn't really fit with kingdom thinking. You can't really shop for what you are. How many believe that the church is made up of people? Okay, so then you have to believe that when you come into the church, you're actually a part of it. And criticizing is like criticizing yourself. That if you see an area where, man, we could get stronger in that area, I bet you God's put that on your heart because we do need to get stronger in that area. Oh, then I'd have to like take responsibility for that. Yes, and serve. and give back. I believe that we grow the most when we serve, when we give, when we get our hands dirty, when we don't, like the problem with church shopping, I understand the idea of needing to find a church family where you feel like, these are my people. This is my tribe. This is my stream. This is where I fit. But once you've found that, roll up your sleeves, get your hands dirty and start serving and helping. Why? Because we grow. Listen, capacity in your life is developed and grown when you place a demand on your time and your talent. If you don't give back, then you could actually start to just kind of grade the church on what it's giving. All right, I like how this goes and that goes. I'm not really enjoying this. I'm thinking I prefer something else. We're not taking in a product. We're actually a part of what God's doing. And so we need to serve. We need to serve. And so from the parable of the talents, what we see is that when the moneylender, a type of Father God, when God gives to you a gift, when he gives to you a talent, when he gives to you an anointing, he looks for you to invest it, which is not just some arbitrary invisible thing that happens, you know, if you just do church all by yourself, you can't grow your talent. You have to be contributing and part of a body so that each joint supplies and that you're covered and connected. And then as you give and develop your gifts and serve, what happens is you grow and you multiply what God's placed upon your life. And so today, there's places for you to connect in the small group mall, ways of connecting with other people, breaking down the larger group into the smaller group. There's ways for you to connect in serving, whether you want to serve in the parking lot ministry, which, hear me, it's a ministry. Is reaching people, the first impression that they have getting onto the church property, which, listen, we believe that people are going to get healed when they just get on the property. Front line of the fence is the guy with the pylon and a flashlight. You know, like you're right there praying for people on the way in. It's a ministry. There's all kinds of places to serve, all kinds of places to get your hands dirty. And I want to encourage you to plug in, get connected, small groups and ministry mall. And so today, we're going to turn you loose in just a moment. There's going to be some lunch in the foyer, but I'm going to ask for all the small group leaders that are here in this service if they would stand. All the small group leaders, if you would stand, and we just want to pray over you and commission you. These people are giving of their time and their talent to serve this church in a small group way of pouring in, you know, Bible studies, book studies, making room for connection, however that connection is happening, they're giving of themselves to serve. And so I want to pray over them, and we're going to pray over the food, and then we're going to turn them loose so they can get to eat first and then get to man their tables. But I just want to pray over these small group leaders. So, Father, I thank you today for these ones who are giving, Lord, of their time and their talent and their treasure, Lord, to serve your house. I thank you, Lord, for people that are committed to making your house great. And, God, for the willingness, Lord, to open their hearts, open their homes, and invest, Lord, in other people. I pray today, Lord, that you would give to them wisdom and revelation. I pray that, Lord, you would just release such a spirit of unity in this house that as we meet in the smaller groups, I pray, God, that there would be great friendships. Lord, I pray even for lifelong friendships that would be forged, Lord, in these small groups and these connection points. And I pray, Lord, your blessing upon these ones that are serving this house in this way, and we ask you to bless them. Father, we pray for the food that's about to be consumed. We pray, Lord, you bless it. Bless our time together and the connection, Lord, in the small group and ministry mall. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's message. If you would like more information on who we are, visit our website at lakemount.ca or download our app for your mobile device.